Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. We're neighbors. Care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on the east end of Bad Axe. Newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties for groups of 2 or up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today. Christopher Donald Heron was arraigned in Huron County District Court by Judge Ferris on multiple felony charges, including delivery and manufacture of a methamphetamine, weapons possession by a prohibited person, carrying a concealed weapon, and 2 counts of felony firearm. He also faces a misdemeanor charge of open intoxicants in a vehicle. According to court records, the felony controlled substance charge carries a potential penalty of up to 20 years in prison and a $25,000 fine. The weapons charges each carry penalties up to 5 years in prison and fines, with the felony firearms charges adding 2 years consecutive sentences. Heron entered a not guilty plea for the misdemeanor charge. A plea for the felony charges was not entered at this arraignment. A probable cause conference and plea cutoff are scheduled for June 4, 2026 at 9 a.m. The preliminary examination and a subsequent plea cutoff hearing are set for June 12, 2026 at 2 p.m. Bond for the felony case remains at $25,000 cash or surety. The misdemeanor bond was set at $3,500, 10%. Conditions of bond include prohibitions against alcohol and controlled substances, random drug and alcohol testing, and potential tether monitoring. And Michigan homeowners can now apply for a state rebate program aimed at helping families install tornado-safe rooms. The Michigan State Police Emergency Management of Homeland Security Division says applications are open through June 15th for homeowners seeking reimbursement towards FEMA-compliant storm shelters. Officials say the program comes after a severe start to the year for tornado activity in Michigan, including multiple outbreaks that caused widespread damage and several deaths across the state. If approved, homeowners could receive up to 75% of eligible construction and installation costs, with reimbursements capped at just over $7,000. The proposed program would be funded through a FEMA resilience grant, although federal funding has not yet been finalized. State officials plan to randomly select 50 applicants along with 100 alternates if additional funding becomes available. To qualify, applicants must own and live in a permanent residence in Michigan. Because the program is reimbursement-based, homeowners must wait for approval before beginning installation. Safe rooms built before approval will not qualify for payment. And in Saginaw, Michigan, Michigan State Police say a 17-year-old is facing several charges after allegedly driving off in a stolen vehicle and refusing to stop for troopers in Saginaw. Investigators say troopers from the Tri-City Post spotted a stolen Kia Forte Tuesday night with help from Flock Camera Technology near South Washington Avenue and Bridgeton Street. Police say the driver ignored emergency lights and sirens, and troopers did not pursue the vehicle in accordance with department policy. Authorities say the suspect later abandoned the car near Prescott Street and Hess Avenue and ran from the scene. The teen was eventually located and arrested in a residential yard on Owen Street. The 17-year-old was taken to Saginaw County Juvenile Detention Center and is accused of receiving and concealing a stolen vehicle, fleeing and eluding police, and resisting and obstructing officers. Police say the recovered Kia was returned to Saginaw Township authorities. When we come back from this AVS Tech Team sponsor message, we'll continue with our national news.
Depend on the AVS Tech Team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the tech team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the tech team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed, making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech Team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing on with our national news, Tennessee governor issues temporary stay of execution. The governor of Tennessee issued a formal executive stay of execution on Friday following an unexpected technical complication during a scheduled capital punishment procedure. Medical personnel tasked with preparing the inmate informed state officials that they were unable to successfully locate a viable vein to administer the lethal injection protocol. The temporary stay delays the procedure for a minimum of 90 days to allow the State Department of Corrections to review its medical procedures and execution guidelines. State oversight boards will conduct an independent assessment of the incident to ensure future compliance with state protocols. In other national news, former nonprofit director sentenced to 42 years for financial fraud. A federal judge in Minnesota handed down a 42-year prison sentence to the former head of the prominent regional nonprofit organization following a comprehensive fraud conviction. The sentencing concludes a multi-year federal investigation that revealed the systemic misappropriation of millions of dollars intended for community aid programs. Court documents detailed how the defendant utilized complex shell corporations and fabricated invoices to divert public grants into personal accounts. Federal prosecutors stated the severe length of the sentence reflects the gravity of exploiting charitable organizations and public trust for personal enrichment. When we return from this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll continue with our international news.
This is Carmen Messing, Marketing and Admissions Director at Courtney Manor. There comes a time many families eventually face, the moment you realize mom or dad may need more care than you can give alone. It's never an easy decision, and it often comes with worry, questions, and emotion. At Courtney Manor, we understand how important that moment is. That's why we're here to help guide families with compassion, honesty, and trusted care every step of the way. Whether your loved one needs short-term rehabilitation after a hospital stay, skilled nursing care, or long-term support, our dedicated team is here to help them feel safe, comfortable, and respected. When the time comes to make that call, call people who really care. Courtney Manor in Bad Axe. Schedule a personal tour today at 989-269-9983. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare Managed Community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our international news, Cambodia announces sweeping civil service restructuring program. The Cambodian government finalized a comprehensive institutional reform plan on Friday aimed at significantly improving administrative efficiency across the public sector. The structural reorganization will dissolve three general departments and eliminate 30 standard departments spanning 16 separate ministries. According to the official state media, the civil service consolidation is intended to streamline overlapping jurisdictions, reduce bureaucratic redundancies, and optimize budgetary allocations. Government personnel will be systematically reassigned to core operational functions to improve public service delivery. In other international news, Bank Indonesia permits currency diversification for commodity earnings. The Central Bank of Indonesia expanded its financial regulations on Friday to allow domestic natural resource exporters to utilize alternative non-U.S. dollar foreign currencies. Under the updated framework, exporting entities are now legally permitted to deposit trade revenues in Chinese yuan directly into domestic state-owned banks. Financial analysts say that the policy change is intended to reduce regional dependency on the U.S. dollar and mitigate global exchange rate volatility. The expansion is anticipated to facilitate smoother trade settlements with Indonesia's primary regional commercial partners. When we come back from this Franklin restaurant sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
All-you-can-eat Taco Tuesdays are back at the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant. You heard right. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant has All-You-Can-Eat Taco Tuesday every Tuesday. And your ticket to Flavortown doesn't stop there. Mondays, you can sink your teeth into mouth-watering prime rib. Wednesdays, rib night. And Thursdays, you can enjoy a juicy New York strip. Fridays are Fish Fry Fridays, and there's also a full menu of the best quality food that is organic diet-friendly at the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant in Bad Axe. Whether you're looking for fresh, light meals, classic comfort food, or something for that special occasion, the Franklin Restaurant delivers consistent quality you can taste. If you live or work in the Thumb, you owe it to yourself to enjoy food that is straightforward, well-prepared, and mindful of what goes into it. Because you are what you eat, so make it the best. Good food, honest service, and a meal you can feel good about. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant, kitchen open 3 to 9, lounge open all day. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant is on the east side of Bad Axe across from Self Serve Lumber and Ossentoski Farm Equipment. Be sure to follow the Franklin Inn on Facebook for pop-up buffets and local events.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and we have no obituaries to report at this time. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on the east end of Bad Axe, newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties for groups of two or up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today.